Welcome to the EFAX Corporate Podcast. You can find related podcasts, videos, webinars, and other educational content on our website, enterprise.efax.com. If you have questions related to today's conversation or a suggestion for a future podcast, please email us at corporatesupport@mail.efax.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for today's webinar, Upgrading to the Cloud, Replacing Your Fax Server, brought to you by EFAX Corporate. Today we plan to discuss cloud faxing, along with replacing your fax server. My name is Peter Ely. I'm the leader of Channels Enterprise Marketing for J2 Global. Before we begin, let's cover a few housekeeping items. You should see a Q&A box in the top right-hand corner of your screen. At any point during our session today, feel free to submit a question to us in this Q&A area. We will try to answer your questions during the webcast, but if a more complete answer is needed or we run out of time, we will reach out to you after the webinar and answer your questions. We encourage you to raise as many questions as you wish, and we will capture all questions posed. Also, at the bottom of the screen, you will notice a green file folder icon. This is our resources list. In this folder, we have enclosed relevant white papers and documents pertaining to today's events. We will also send you an email with these same white papers along with a recording of today's event once we're finished. Hope you enjoy the discussion today. So moving into the presentation proper. In sports, business, and all areas of life, skills diminish over time. If you don't recognize this guy, he was one of the sports heroes of my childhood, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Center for the Los Angeles Lakers, played 20 years, 19-time All-Star, 6-time MVP, 6-time NBA champion. When I was a teenager and Kareem was in his prime, it was like watching the offspring of a giraffe and a ballerina. He was graceful, intimidating, and unstoppable on the basketball court. But in 1989, I recall Kareem's last year in the NBA. I sat in the sixth row at the Fabulous Forum and watched as the rest of the Showtime Lakers raced up and down the floor, while Kareem lagged far behind. He played less, becoming the fourth scoring option on the team and a liability on defense. It just goes to show that in sports, and in technology and life for that matter, resources that you once depended on sometimes can no longer do what you need them to do. Better options become available, and the old, once reliable system becomes too expensive to maintain. Bring up Kareem and reflect the parallel between his career, he was indispensable to the 1980s Showtime Lakers, and the technologies that I've used throughout my career. At one time or another, I would have told you that my most indispensable business productivity device was a dual floppy PC, my trusty Daisy Wheel Impact printer, and the original BlackBerry email device. I remember why I made those investments in the first place, how they paid off for my company, and they were part of my everyday business productivity. They were smart decisions at the time. But would they be smart decisions today? I know it was difficult for me to put to rest my Amber Monitor 8088 PC, my external 10-megabyte hard drive, my first laser printer, which blasted out documents at a whopping 2 pages a minute, and especially my old BlackBerry. I really miss that one. But progress is inevitable. One day, our kids will see a picture of a fax machine on Wikipedia and ask us what it was for. Because to them, a fax machine like this will look as old as those former forms of communication do for us. There's an interesting parallel between fax technology and musical devices, both of which were predicted dead long before their time. More than a decade ago, the media hailed email as the end of fax. Paper was bad, it was reasoned, and email would quickly drive faxes and other base documents to their demise. But think about it. Wouldn't it have been ridiculous in 1980, the year that Kareem won his second NBA championship, by the way, to suggest that music was going away simply because 8-tracks and cassette tapes were being supplanted by CDs. We all know that it wasn't the music itself that was dying. Like the need for music, transmitting documents securely and quickly remains a critical business need. And, like music, the devices that allow us to do this continue to evolve. Let's put these devices and the mediums they represent into a bit of a time perspective. As exactly no one predicted, the future music did not come from the Walkman. Instead, from the mobile phone. And any futurist who says that they predicted this phenomenon is using revisionist history. The big brick mobile was not a multitasker. The same separation of media and devices applies to fax technology. In the late 1970s, fax machines became a mass market product. Remember thermal fax paper rolls? You can still buy them at Staples and Office Depot. Eventually, their popularity waned. And so in the 1990s, fax was incorporated into multifunction devices. Plain paper faxing and all-in-one devices put fax in the department and eventually at the desktop. But people were still frustrated by waiting in lines, paper jams, poor image quality, slow transmission times, and they expressed their frustration openly, as the workers in this movie Office Space demonstrated tongue-in-cheek. At the same time, on the corporate side, in order to handle high-volume enterprise faxing, dedicated fax servers were placed in network server rooms, which centralized document rasterization and leveraged multiple phone lines in a trunk structure. The model of one phone line to one fax machine, at least in the corporate world, became an obsolete model. Fax servers made some aspects of fax communications management much easier, lowered the time consumption associated with it, reduced the number of paper documents hanging around the office, at least for companies that could afford the huge price tag associated with fax servers. So, why am I suggesting that your fax servers might be the next obsolete technology that bogs down your organization? Well, voice over IP is the paradigm-changing technology. In the mid-2000s, voice over IP went mainstream, meaning voice quality was acceptable over the internet. Voice over IP became the de facto standard for business telecommunications in companies both large and small. The benefits included cost savings, easier administration, and global applicability. You didn't need a PBX or analog phone line to make business calls. This change brought a new problem to fax. The need to attach fax boards directly to analog or T1 digital telephone lines made voice over IP deployment much more complicated and expensive than it needed to be. Since its early mainstream usage, corporate fax has always been associated with telephony. Your company had a PBX system for managing calls and separate dedicated lines or trunks to transmit faxes. So, as voice over IP came about, companies were faced with a choice. Leave the fax server as the only service still connected to legacy analog phone lines, or move the fax server to the internet as well, requiring new gateways, software, and implementation services. In turn, fax server vendors needed to adjust, and so they developed fax over IP, FOIP, and adopted a new transmission standard, T.38, to supplant the T.30 analog fax standard. The business could keep its server blades and software on-site, but instead of multiple phone lines, faxes would now be encrypted and sent over the internet. This is called digital faxing. This seemed to many IT professionals like the logical next step for the organization's fax communications. Telco PSTN lines gave away to voice over IP, so analog fax lines should give away to fax over IP. And while technically this may be correct, it's kind of like an SAT answer. It's sort of right, but it's not the best answer. As it turns out, although there's nothing inherently flawed with the fax over IP fax server model, it may be the wrong delivery method for most organizations to adopt. To understand, let's go back to our music example. Until very recently, it was logical for you to guess that as the Walkman had evolved into the CD player and digital music storage further evolved to a highly compressed format like MP3, that the most popular model for portable music today would be the iPod and similar devices. They would be connected to the internet and serve as your dedicated device to download and listen to music. But, of course, if you follow this logic, you'd be wrong. You would know this if you had teenage daughters. Like fax over IP, fax servers can send transmissions via the internet. MP3 players can service the need for portable music from the internet. Yet, I have two iPods sitting in the back of my home office file cabinet, and they've been there for a couple of years. If you have teenagers like I do, you know that the most popular way to enjoy music, and pretty soon movies, if Netflix has its way, is to have it delivered over the internet, and to play it on your smartphone. iTunes, Spotify, and Pandora are all growing backbone to the music delivery industry. Gordon Gekko had it right. Similarly, fax has moved from a device that you can buy, house, and maintain to an internet-based subscription model where you simply pay for the service rather than for specialized equipment and software. And just as with music, With fax, the device itself is not as important as the service. With cloud-based faxing, you can send and receive faxes over email and through a web browser, from your computer, tablet, and yes, even from your smartphone. The paradigm shift is not the device, it's the delivery. You don't purchase the music hardware and buy the software music software. You subscribe to the music service and listen to on any device you like. I'm not suggesting that if you still use fax service that you look as outdated as this fellow, just that there might be a better solution available to you now, and upgrading to it will be a lot less difficult than you might expect. So with that, let's shift gears now and look at cloud fax. This is the model for cloud fax. You don't buy the fax server hardware and pay for the transmission lines. Rather, you subscribe to the cloud service and pay for the use. While it's true that the underlying technology behind hosted fax servers and fax over IP is the same, there's substantial differences when you look at how the service works and its benefits. Retiring your fax server gets you out of the fax management business and allows you to focus on other core network administration responsibilities. What about hosted fax services? Well, there's no dedicated hardware, no software, nor is paper needed. And there's no upfront investment or ongoing support and maintenance costs. Best of all, you only pay for the fax transmissions you actually use. So if you see fax volume increasing or declining over the next few years, you aren't married to a technology investment that overwhelms its present-day value. Now consider your current fax infrastructure. Whether you're still using traditional standalone fax machines or a fax server, it might be time to update your solution. As with all outdated technologies, fax machines and servers hold hidden costs and productivity drains. Cloud fax is a product of the evolution of fax technology and the benefits of cloud technology. Over the years of fax server usage, it has become clear that what some of the key fax server pain points are, and they include high sunk costs and fixed running costs. The upfront cost of a fax server is significant. The ongoing maintenance is significant. And of course, you're always having to replace the various depletable resources on that machine. A single point of failure. That fax machine is a single point of failure. It's one device located in the heart of your organization, and if access to that disappears or access to the building disappears, there are no other alternatives. It's susceptible to intrusions. Anybody can walk up to the fax server and see what's been faxed, what's come, what's gone, and it can be damaged and learned and otherwise incapacitated by people visiting it. And of course, it's highly immobile. You'd be hard-pressed to bring a fax server back to your desk or take it with you when you want to use your mobile phone on the road. The cloud has addressed these concerns. With cloud fax, the enterprise benefits from pooled resources. You are taking advantage of a much larger network, the cloud-based network. In our particular case, our network's capacity is able to transmit on a regular basis millions and millions of pages every hour on behalf of our clients. We do this day in, day out, 365, and have a network operations center managing it. You don't have a network operations center managing your fax server. On-demand oversight. A cloud fax network typically gives you the ability to manage and see in real time how your resources are doing without actually having to physically walk to the site where the server is located. How often is a device in a technology company right where the administrator of that device is located? Through cloud faxing, you can look at that status, look at the information from any place in the world. Built-in disaster recovery. Cloud faxing has alternate paths, alternate routes, alternate call servers, alternate COs, multiple different paths to get your fax to where it needs to go, not the single point of failure that the fax server is. Increased mobility. You can fax from anywhere, from your mobile phone. You don't need to be tied to an office. You don't need to be tied to a physical fax server. It's scalable up and down based on peak and low fax usage. With a fax server, as noted on previous slides, you have to make a choice at the beginning before you know what you're doing. You need to either engineer the service for the peaks so that when your company is at its highest point in the month where it is faxing the most things, that is the capacity that you pay for all the way through the month, even though you may only use it for a few days. Or conversely, you may choose to save money by engineering towards the low end of the fax usage, but risk losing traffic, losing important documents when that high peak comes. With cloud-based faxing, the network looks after that for you. The volume changes up and down do not affect your ability to receive those. frequent technology refresh. With a fax server, this is not cutting-edge technology. They don't change quickly over time, and when they do change, you want to make sure it's for a good reason. Whereas with cloud servers and cloud faxes, that's where investments are being made. That's where the benefits come out from doing frequent refreshes. And lastly, the cloud is mobile. It goes everywhere your staff goes. There are very few people that only do their work from one location 5 days a week, 8 hours a day nowadays. So what does a cloud fax service look like? Well, a cloud fax service can accommodate desktop faxing. Typically individual transactions to and from individual users, often at their desks. Production faxing, sending the same document to thousands of recipients simultaneously. Application faxing, using an API for sending or receiving customized template documents to thousands of recipients. There are many other features that can be selected to accommodate things that your organization may need. For example, transport security, fax archiving, and the use of mobile devices. The sending and receiving of faxes can be initiated from applications that end users already use, including Microsoft Office, Microsoft Outlook, or even from enterprise-wide systems like SAP. Implementation into your organization can be anywhere from a few minutes to a couple of days, depending on the features and integrations that you require. The change can be transparent to end users. Back now and give you some guidelines to evaluating your fax needs in your organization. The first step in evaluating cloud fax for your organization is to understand your organization's current fax profile. Let's review 7 key questions for this evaluation. Question 1, is your daily fax volume predictable? If your fax volume fluctuates significantly from day to day or even hour by hour, you have a situation where you are best served by a pay-per-use model rather than investing in the infrastructure that's designed and cost to support peak loads. Question 2, is your fax volume growing or declining? Compare the amount of faxes that your company sends today against the number they sent perhaps 2 years ago. Where do you expect that fax volume to be 2 years from now? When considering a capital investment in a fixed asset, you want to be reasonably certain that your business case for continued usage will extend beyond the return on investment period. Otherwise, the model of renting versus owning may be more cost effective, and using the cloud is essentially renting. Question 3, do your faxes require routing and workflow? Once a fax enters your organization, what is the process for getting it to the proper person? Is it a workflow with multiple approvers required? What percentage of incoming faxes end up being copied? How many incoming faxes are lost before they reach the proper recipient? With hosted fax services, it's easy to assign each user in your company a dedicated virtual fax line, ensuring that incoming faxes are directed to the intended individual or to a department with a shared email group, as you need. Question 4, do you integrate fax services with other server-hosted applications or other hardware devices? Does your staff simply need to fax from desktop personal productivity devices, or do you have detailed integrations to back-office programs? Fax servers are often employed when complex integrations to ERP or other corporate applications are required. If you still wish to move to the cloud, you need to ensure that your service provider offers robust APIs for your platform. And as a quick aside, let me note that eFax Corporate offers very elaborate MFD, multifunction device integration, with 2 or 3 levels of capability, from simple using the fax multifax device as a scanner and an email service, all the way up to customized integrations where you can send your fax receipts to other locations and you can use it from your own desktop. You'll see this outlined in other presentations you'll find on the enterprise.efax.com website. Question 5, do you need audit trails of your faxes? Where do you keep a record of sent and received faxes? In some companies, audit trails aren't necessary, but if you're in legal or in finance or in healthcare, these are pretty critical. How often are these records accessed? One challenge is if you receive documents from multiple sources, such as email and fax. Physical fax. Do you want to maintain dual audit trails? Port all transactions to a single content management system, by example SharePoint? Or do you want to implement an integrated solution that integrates email and fax transactions together, which what cloud services can do? More and more organizations are employing cloud-based data and document storage. Having similar time-stamped audit trail of fax transactions can be helpful when conducting transaction analytics or simply finding fax transmissions in a records management model. Question 6. Do you need audit trails of your faxes? Is your company subject to regulatory compliance? HIPAA, SOX, GLBA all have an impact on how companies fax. First, there are the physical security requirements, and you need to consider the document and data security issues. Cloud service providers should be able to explain HIPAA considerations, such as encryption in transit and at rest, business associate agreements, and how and when the omnibus ruling conduit exception should be applied. If you use an in-house application, you need to document similar assurances of protected patient information on your own. Question 7. Have you ported other apps to the cloud? How cloud competent, comfortable is your company? If you already have ported CRM, support, backup, procurement, and perhaps other business applications to the web, there's already a comfort level with moving fax services to the cloud. Now think of answering these questions before you engage with a server or services vendor as akin to doing your research before shopping for a car. Knowing your current situation will prepare you to take an analytical and neutral approach to all available solutions to make sure you get what's best for your particular application. Well, now having finished the bulk of the presentation, I'm going to give you a bit of details about eFax Corporate itself. eFax Corporate is part of the publicly traded J2 Global Cloud Services Company. The NASDAQ record is JCOM. A very comfortably financially secure company, market capitalization $2.2 billion. We have more than 12 million customers worldwide. That's how we manage to accomplish millions of faxes every hour. We've been growing in revenue for 17 consecutive years. We'll be around when you need us to be. We hold the unique intellectual property, IP, of some 40-plus cloud service companies that we've bought over the years. We've got the deepest online fax-based intellectual property portfolio. We've got numerous U.S. and foreign patents. And in addition, we've got patents pending across a host of cloud-based communication technologies. eFax Corporate is the world's number one online fax company and the industry's most experienced hosted fax service. We are the most widely deployed online fax service for the Fortune 500. We're trusted by more healthcare, legal, financial, and other highly regulated firms than any other online fax provider to transmit their sensitive documents. Looking at the company overall, J2, we have 7 core brands. The online fax, eFax, which we've been talking about. We have hosted email services, brand name FuseMail. We have virtual phone, brand named eVoice. We have email marketing campaigns, Campaigner. We have online backup, Keep It Safe. Unified communications through OneBox. And we also own Ziff Davis for online multimedia. So now that you have a better understanding of online faxing and you've got measurable characteristics of your current fax environment, you have the basis to consider moving forward to a cloud fax solution. And with that, we'll open for some Q&A. So let's go back to the list. This first one is from Sue. She apparently works in healthcare. If I send a fax from my PC, is it encrypted? I'm the admin of a health insurance plan and cannot send an unencrypted email containing protected information. That is why I ask and why I'm interested. That's an excellent question, Sue. One of the key things you need to understand when you move into the cloud services or fax server world is what your organization needs, both legally and technically. In the case of your organization, you need HIPAA compliance. eFax Corporate can certainly help you with that. We have the ability to ensure that all HIPAA needs are met, and our sales guys and our various technology documents will teach you what's needed. You have to be very careful about comparing us to other fax servers because many people just put that information on the website and say, what the heck, we'll worry about it when it happens. But we've taken a very big step in investigating and making sure that we can help you with your HIPAA compliancy. The next question is from Tom. Can I keep my present company's fax numbers? Excellent question, Tom. We often get companies coming to us who have had fax numbers on their business cards or on their websites for a significant number of time, and they want to keep those numbers. Yes, you can port those numbers to us, and as long as you're our customer, we'll provide you that service for those fax numbers. And should you ever choose to leave, you take those numbers back with you. Bill asks, does eFax provide an interface for company administration to move accounts? Yes. eFax Corporate provides a very detailed administration capability. It's one of the differentiators between eFax Corporate and eFax the consumer brand, and it allows you to do everything from add, moves, changes, setting up other admins, building hierarchies of accounts as you need to run your organization. Some companies, our very largest companies, will build a hierarchy through the admin tool with different people having different capabilities, different parts of the organization dealt with in different ways. Others may just simply have a single node and a single company admin to look after their account. All of these are possible through the admin tool. Jacques asks, is this only a U.S.-based service? No, we offer services in 3,900 cities around the globe. The bulk of the servers are located in the U.S. with additional servers in Canada and in the United Kingdom. And we can provide service from, again, 3,900 different cities. On our website, we outline exactly which ones they are. Can the cover sheet be branded? Well, this is actually a slightly more difficult question than it might appear. There's two types of documents that get transmitted alongside eFax. There's the cover sheet, the traditional cover sheet that you would send on the front end of a fax. That can be branded and changed and edited by your customers or by you in any way you wish. To us, it's just another document that gets transmitted. But in addition to that, of course, the system, being quite a capable system, has up to 30 different system messages, welcome messages, error messages, why a fax failed messages. If you contract with us for more than 1,000 DIDs, we will customize those messages for you also. But in any case, the basic question of can your individual users make their own custom cover sheets, the answer is yes. Fred asks, do you provide cheat sheet training documents for us to train our end users? And how do we go about checking on phone number portability? Both of these are easily accomplished through our website. And if you're dealing with eFax Corporate, you typically have a named account guy. He will get you in touch with the people that do number porting, and they'll be able to tell you how easy it is to port your numbers. And if we have any issues we anticipate, we'll be able to tell you how to work your way through them. Anina asks, if migrating eFax to our own phone number with our own phone numbers, is there a process to receive forwarded fax calls and then port the phone line? Yes, indeed, that's a possibility. You need to differentiate the two delays in porting a fax number. There is the actual technical delay in terms of when the line gets redirected so that an inbound call heads to us as opposed to heading to where it went before. That's typically a fairly short process, hours, perhaps days, depending on the provider. And then there's the paperwork that enables that and then makes that and closes that down. That paperwork takes quite a bit of time, but the actual porting is often fast. But it is true that if you've got your own phone numbers, it's very simple for you to forward those phone numbers to a temporary eFax number, and you're in business as soon as that forward takes place. So that looks like I've got done all the questions that would appear to this look after this presentation. We'll summarize all this to you in an email, and you'll get that after the session. So in closing, I'd like to thank you for taking your time and spending it with me. I hope this gives you a perspective on the changing model for fax servers. Remember, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, things get less capable over time, but like music, the focus is on the music, not the device. The focus with us is delivering the fax, not on the technology behind it. We can upgrade your technology to the newest capabilities and still give you the same capabilities, timestamps, HIPAA compliance that you expect with your fax. A recorded version of this webinar will be up this week. You'll also receive an email with a link to it, so feel free to share. If you'd like to review your faxing environment, we'd be more than happy to do that with you. And if you'd like to share your stories of technology obsolescence, I'd love to hear them too.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the eFax Corporate Podcast. Please visit our website, enterprise.efax.com, for additional podcast episodes as well as other resources to help you make the best informed decision about your fax service. We welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions for future podcast topics at corporatesupport@mail.efax.com.